Welcome to the American Cafe. I'm your host, David Byrd. This week, we want you to meet French singer Vincent Niclot. The 44-year-old tenor is touring the United States with award-winning soprano Sarah Brightman. We caught up with Vincent when he and Brightman stopped at Washington's Constitution Hall.
It's like a huge exchange, and sometimes, I won't say sexy, but it's a little bit charming, I would say.
Singer Vincent Niclot talks opera, pop, live performance, and working with superstars on this week's American Cafe. Vincent Niclot looks like he could star in the next James Bond film, if James Bond could sing. The 44-year-old French tenor is currently touring the United States with multiple award-winning world music star and UNESCO Artist for Peace, Sarah Brightman. The tour is to support Brightman's Hymn album, which was released last November. Niclot is featured in four numbers, including three duets with Brightman, Sogni, Carpe Diem, and The Phantom of the Opera, which is perhaps Brightman's most famous hit from the Tony Award-winning musical which vaulted her into fame in the 1980s. Vincent Niclot also has a solo piece, Ameno. The French tenor, who previously toured with multiple Grammy winner Céline Dion, told me it was his father who first turned him on to singing.
Yeah, I started. My father is a singer and he's a musician, so I started singing with him at the age of five, and at six he teach me the music theory, so I started very early, and I did my first concert at six, so yeah, I'm like born in it.
And then you continued studying serious music through elementary school up into college and et cetera?
Yeah, but nothing was really, I was not into doing opera things or, no, it was more pop. But one day I was listening on the radio with my father and we heard Luciano Pavarotti, Nessun Dorma, and I cried. So I said, what happened to me? I mean, what is this power and this voice that could give me so much emotion? I said, I want to do that, Dad. I want to do that. And I try until now to do that.
A lot of pop music is based on dance beats, but there's obviously an audience for opera or popular opera. How do you approach that in the age of social media when people can download whatever they want?
I mean, it's the progress. I mean, the progress. Music business is changing a lot, and opera music and pop opera music is in a way changing too. So I'm very happy if people can listen more easily to that kind of music, and so I think it's useful, really, and it helps to open the minds of people that sometimes are afraid of listening to that kind of music because they think that they're not able to appreciate it. And I think it's really untrue. And because they're hiding behind their computer, so they're not afraid to have a look on it, to listen to. That's why it's very good for the repertoire. People are going to get used to it more easily.
Let's talk about live performance. Is there an energy or an electricity you feel from the audience? Does that motivate you or feed you? And if it does, how?
Yes, it does. Thanks God it does. That's what I'm looking for, actually. When you go on stage, you're looking for that exchange. You're just looking for that. I mean, you try to give a part of yourself, your emotions, your work, your life, in one song, and you try to give it to the audience, and the audience, and you're waiting from the audience to give it back to you. And that's how I will, how can I say, name my work. Yes, that's what we're looking for, and until now, I have to say that the audience around, I mean, in Mexico or American audience or even in Puerto Rico, they've been really, really nice to us. I know they're coming because they love Sarah and its world and its music and her music and her world, but they're really nice to me too, and that makes me very happy, I have to say.
When you sing with someone like Sarah Brightman or Celine Dion, is there an exchange you feel with that other person, and what happens when that goes on?
Sure, we are looking for that too. I mean, when I have the chance to sing with big superstars like Celine Dion or Sarah, or even with Mel, you know, it's a different way of singing, because it's just like, okay, we're here together. It's not a fight, but it's like we're trying to make this song as great as possible with the two voices, and try to mix it, to mix the voices and make that song like the best as we can do. And with the girl is a little bit different. I have to say that before working with Sarah, I was I really appreciate her work, and I really loved her as an artist. And so to sing with her on a single on the album was for me like a big gift, and I thank her again, because it's like a dream come true, like with Celine or other artists. And each time I try to put myself in that song, and I hope that my partner, my duet, is gonna receive it and give it back to me too. It's like with the audience, and it's like a huge exchange. And sometimes, as you said, it is a little bit, I won't say sexy, but it's a little bit, charming, I would say.
What would you say to someone who hears you sing and says, I want to do that, just like you did when you heard Pavarotti? What advice would you give them?
I would tell him or her, work, work, work. Never listen to the others telling you you're never going to succeed. It's going to be dangerous. It's going to be... yes, it's not going to be easy. That's for sure. I'm very lucky at the moment, because I've been working with fantastic people. But it was not the case all my life. So I had to find a way to pass through those hard moments. But if you have that thing, that X factor deep inside of you, so you will pass, and you will go to the point you want to go, and reach the point and reach the stars.
Sarah Brightman and Vincent Niclot will continue to tour North America until March 18th. Then they head to Japan for concerts in April. If you would like to learn more about Vincent Niclot or Sarah Brightman and the Hymn Tour, we'll have links to their website on our Facebook page, VOA American Cafe. That's also where you can leave your questions or comments. You can find previous episodes of our program at voanews.com. Until next time, I'm David Byrd in Washington. Thanks for listening.